1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Iran attacks Israel. I'm Dave Packer. The Israeli War Cabinet is set to meet shortly to discuss how to respond to Iran's weekend attack. The U.S. urging restraint, and in a phone call, President Biden telling Prime Minister Netanyahu that the U.S. will not be part of any counterstrikes. Israel says nearly all of the weapons fired by Iran were shot down. That includes 80 drones and 6 ballistic missiles taken out by U.S. forces. ABC's Allison Kosick.
ABC News confirmed at least half of those Iranian missiles either failed to launch, failed in flight, or crashed before reaching their targets in Israel. Israel says 99% of the drones and missiles ended up being intercepted by Israeli, U.S., and coalition forces. Those that did hit caused minor damage at an Israeli airbase and left a young girl critically wounded from missile shrapnel.
Here at home, House Republicans preparing new military aid for Israel. This is ABC News. Draft day for the WNBA.
We're just hours away from one of the most anticipated drafts in sports history. Caitlin Clark, all but certain to be the number one overall pick. Back in December, the Fever won the lottery to choose first and hit the jackpot. Clark's expected arrival sent ticket prices through the roof, more than doubling. And now most of their games will be on national TV.
ABC's Andrew Dimbert. And it's marathon day in Boston with nearly 30,000 runners set to take to the course this morning. Olympic qualifier Connor Mance there, but as a spectator.
It's amazing. The energy that comes with the Boston Marathon is unmatched anywhere. And so, you know, while I would love to be running the marathon, I just can't deal with the Olympics coming up. But I'm so happy to be here.
Those Olympics coming up in Paris this summer, and French President Emmanuel Macron now says the city's plans for a unique opening ceremony with the teams in boats on the Seine may have to be moved to a stadium if the security threat is too high. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm, built for real life.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 340 people in northwest Wisconsin will lose their jobs when window factory Gelled Wen closes in Hawkins later this year. The company plans to move its Wisconsin production to its factory in central Illinois. The move will reportedly save the company at least $7 million. Wisconsin teachers are leaving the profession faster than ever. A new Department of Public Instruction report says 40% of new teachers leave teaching or leave Wisconsin after 6 years. And it's not just the low pay.
They're still being asked to take their work home with them, to work over the weekends. They're often being asked to teach both in person and virtually, sometimes simultaneously.
State School Superintendent Jill Underlee says Wisconsin has enough surplus money to fix the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Brewers and the Padres. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a series at home against the Padres tonight. They lost to the Orioles yesterday, 6-4, despite getting off to a good start on Bally Sports.
And Contreras to center field. Back Mullins. Back and gone! What a statement for Contreras.
That is absolutely awesome by William Contreras. The second pitch of the ball game for Corbin Burns.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy on facing Corbin Burns.
Well, whenever you're, you know, trying to face a number one, you're trying to do everything you can to pester him and get him off his game. I don't know that we did that. He still pitched five innings and kept us to three runs. So
the Brewers won the series in Baltimore 2-1. NBA, the Bucks trounced by the Magic, 113-88. Doc Rivers blamed poor decisions offensively.
Yeah, I thought way too many ISOs. Just and not only did we ISO the wrong guy.
The Bucks will host the Pacers Sunday in round one of the playoffs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain. Heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Hey everybody, Todd Allbaugh. Monday noon to 2. Will Matt Flynn run for Supreme Court? We'll find out. Join us on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, good morning. Johnny's on his way. Something tells me he's doing his taxes.
Really? Is that what you think it's going on?
I do. Johnny lives in the moment, but just something tells me. I don't know why. He's just said he's running a little bit late, so we're going to just get going. He'll be here in just a minute.
But I have to admit,
what do you think he's doing?
I think he may have just overslept.
No, he's got like 8 alarms. No.
Really?
And he didn't like go out last night. I talked to him Saturday. We ran into each other, actually down on the city deck. And he was, I said, what are you doing? And he says, I'm just watching the Masters all weekend. So not that that's like a drinking sport. So I don't know.
Anyway. Listen, any sport's a drinking sport if you want it to be.
or for John, yeah. Anyway, did you watch it?
I saw bits and pieces. Yeah. Very happy that, The gentleman who won. He's like number one in the world, right?
I think it was his second time winning, though, right?
Probably.
I didn't watch it. I will tell you this. I watched a little bit of it. But have you ever gone to like a golf, like the PGA or anything?
No, that would bore me.
Oh, it's awful. You got to be part mountain goat to go to that. And then I always pick the wrong guy to watch. You can only watch one. You can't watch, you know, all right. Players. So you pick a hole, you get there early, and then the guy, I don't know. It's just, I don't think that's a spectator sport. TV does a good job, though. They have a lot of camera angles, not a lot of commercials.
They definitely keep it going on. And I think that, you know, you talk about people who do sports play-by-play.
Oh, yeah.
To do golf, right? Is, you know. Also, you know, the other thing.
You hit the ball.
Yeah. The other thing is bowling is also kind of that way. Like, to be a play-by-play commentator for bowling back in the day.
I mean, they're either going to get 8, 9, or 10. Right? You know, I mean, that's just, nobody gets like 3.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. But that Tiger Woods, I don't know how many he's played. I don't know how many years he's played. Here's Johnny. He really faded on Saturday. Like,
yeah.
He had a terrible game, so I don't know if it's his back or if it's whatever.
Well, you know, he's getting older, right?
Yeah.
He's done it all already.
Some of those guys, though, I mean, didn't the tee off, they had, like, I don't know, who are the famous, Jack Nicholson. Those guys all did the tee off to, like, start the game. So,
right.
Good morning, Mr. Mino. I'm going to dock you a half day's pay.
So $5.25.
Right, yeah, you're down $5 for a half day. Anyway, good morning. We were talking, I can't believe you... We're hung over from the Masters because that's not really like I said you were doing.
That was the most boring thing ever.
Right?
That was the worst. Oh, my God.
Even when it's good, it's boring.
That was the most boring sporting event of all. That's my favorite thing. Remember I told you that's like my favorite thing is watching the Masters?
Yeah, and the Super Bowl. You said those are the two
Super Bowl.
When I saw you.
That was the worst professional golf tournament I've ever seen in my life. It was so boring.
Really? I didn't see it, but Tiger Woods golfed, but then he
didn't. Oh, God, it was the worst tournament he's ever had in his life.
I know, that's what it said. I felt bad for him.
But there's no big names. I mean, God bless some, but it's like, man, what would be like Tiger and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka? You know what I mean? It's like all these great. It was nobody. It was like, oh, my God, it was terrible.
Is that because all those guys are with the Saudis?
Well, no, they all play in the Masters.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
But whether they're in that or not, it's still not settled, right? That LIV and then okay, yeah,
I mean, that still fighting. Is what it is, but I don't know, they'll ever get settled. Yeah, it's unbelievable.
So it wasn't exciting.
No, it's terrible, and it was a beautiful day. Man, I went for a long walk yesterday, like you can't believe.
Oh,
I walked all the way to the dollar store.
You know, they're in trouble, that those dollar stores. Are you reading?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Anyway, what did you pick up your?
Well, you know what? It's wrapping such a, paper it's a scam. And scotch tape. No, it's a scam.
What do you mean?
What is that? I know.
Wouldn't buy food there.
Well, they're not the slightest. But like, I had to buy laundry soap.
That's okay. I would buy that. That's
$6. Why call it the dollar store for $6?
Wow.
Why not call it the $6 store?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I can. Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, really? Why build yourself as that if you're not even close to that?
Yeah. Wow. That's a mile.
I'm going to open up a new bar and we call it the Dollar Beer Bar. How much the beer? $6.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's a good walk for you. That's good.
Was great. It was 4,000 steps.
Yeah.
I got my pedometer.
Yeah. I was going to come and see you. I was going
to
call you
yesterday. What'd you bring me to eat?
Spaghetti.
Your stew is amazing.
Thanks.
Oh, my gosh. And those bars. Yeah. You didn't have to give me those bars.
I know.
I got fat just from eating your bars all weekend.
We have a contest. June 26th, we weigh in, and that's why I fed you those bars.
Oh, my gosh. Are they good?
And then I made some spaghetti. I brought some for you, too, Todd, and for Amanda. I kind of made a lot. So I went to my mom's yesterday to bring her some of those bars and then some spaghetti because she likes that.
Those are nice, like, 92-year-old woman's bars. You know what I mean? I mean, they just melt in your mouth.
And you're not going to break your
teeth. You're not going to break your teeth.
I know. Yeah. Anyway, so she has that in coffee. She actually eats that before we have lunch, which is okay because she can do what she wants. But then I was telling Todd, not far be it for me to brag, but
can we put that on the t-shirt, Todd? We're going to do a t-shirt. All slogans that we I want to put that on. Far be it for me to brag.
But I went there, I don't know, 10:30, and we had, you know, this bars and coffee and talking, then we had lunch. I drove home and I listened to my show, and I'll give him a lot of credit for that, our producer, but it really kept moving. The music was good. The outtakes. I don't want to. Like I said, it was my show. But that Lean Local, Rich Heidel was awesome. I mean, I just really, even when you ask the questions, you kind of listen. But then when you listen again, you really hear, like, wow. You know what I mean? It was, for me, I just, as a listener, I enjoyed that. And then, of course, Jeff Merkus was on. You didn't listen to it because you're watching the Masters or walking to the dollar store. But he talked about that new development and moving that Heritage Hill thing. I pushed back on that. I'm like, there's a way to do that. Oh, no, there's not. Well, yeah, there is.
Where are they talking about?
He doesn't know. And I saw in the paper on Sunday, Eric said the same thing. But, you know, those developers, I mean, this guy is building these 268 luxury apartments.
And that's great, but can't
you just... To make money.
But, I mean, if you're a designer, can't you design, okay, this part you don't touch
right.
and build around it?
There's a lot of stuff you can do because that's not that much. That's not that much space.
You don't have to move it. Come on.
But if there's a better spot, I would support it. But I just don't think there is. One is that it's been there and people.
Well, geographically, you can't say there's a better spot because that's it. I mean,
well, that's it because you can see the north.
That's where
it
all began.
Bell and it all began. You can see the Press Gazette building, so it is central. That's going to be interesting. So that goes to the Redevelopment Authority. So we talked a little bit about that. We talked about some other things. Don't we have somebody coming on from downtown Green Bay, Jennifer?
Jenny's coming in. Yes. Okay. She's in to talk about the trash bash.
Right. And that's where we pick up garbage in downtown, right?
Yep.
That's what it is?
Correct. Done that.
Anyway.
Which we've been volunteered for.
Yeah, we have. Whitney Park. So anyway, yeah, I had a great weekend. I'm still a little bit addicted to that show Suits. But I'm backing
off. Haven't you seen them all yet?
Oh no, John! It's like 9 seasons. It's like
was it really?
9 years.
I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, and season. Yesterday morning. I mean, yesterday, of course, was Sunday, and I thought this is crazy. So I didn't watch it yesterday, but I took it in on Saturday. It was fun. And Milton's starting to get into it, too. So he...
So...
Ran into John, right?
Friday?
No, Saturday.
Saturday?
Saturday. With, I was with Milton. He actually, like, went up to John.
Wow.
Right, John?
Yeah.
He did.
Once. And he licked my hand.
He did.
And then he walked away and wouldn't come near me again.
And jump back in the car. But still, like, he's such a...
It's the closest he's ever come to. Because every other time, he just hides behind you. Mm-hmm. You ever notice that he goes right behind your legs?
He does. Yeah, he's not a watchdog, I'll tell you that.
No, he's not.
But it was... I thought that was great. Then he jumped in the car and then visited with you for a little while.
Boy, he sure likes riding in your car, though, doesn't he?
He does.
I mean, he's got his spot. He's... He's comfortable there. Yeah, wow.
He does.
You've got quite the companion. I will say that.
I do. He's my friend.
You really and truly do.
And I think after 20 years in politics, like, what was it? Hoover or Roosevelt? Whoever said that? If you want a friend in politics, get a dog. That is a very true statement. So they're very loyal and they don't. Anyway, so that was fun. We had a great weekend. And
beautiful weekend. My gosh, yesterday was just unbelievable.
It was awesome.
Everybody was out in shorts. I was the only person walking around in, like, jeans. Everybody had shorts. I'm not going to wear shorts yet.
And Todd said he was doing some yard work, and my neighbors were...
Todd, do you have a house or an apartment?
Yeah, house.
We know nothing about Todd.
Somebody asked
We know nothing about Todd.
Tell us about Todd.
Wait, he's like that mystery guy.
They say, tell us about... You know, we've been working together for almost a year. Tell us about Todd. It's like, well, he gets to work at 5:30.
Yeah.
He has
does all the work.
He has black hair.
Prepares everything there is for us for every
Typed
show.
Out on our desk, but
all
no.
All the show prep.
We have no idea.
We have no idea anything about him.
No. And that's fine. You're a private guy. We'll respect that. But yeah,
hey,
it's...
Did you guys hear about Todd? No, what?
Yeah.
Mass murder. You've been burying people in his backyard.
No, they interview the neighbor. I always thought there was something.
Somebody always waved.
Wasn't a problem, but wasn't a friend.
That'll be Todd. Kept up his yard nice.
Right.
So, happy Jackie Robinson Day, by the way.
Yes.
Which is incredible.
Right.
I still think one of the worst things... In our nation's history, one of the worst things is the fact that Jackie Robinson was a World War II veteran, okay? He wasn't sent overseas, I don't believe. But raised his right hand, served our country, and was still given the crap he was given. I'm not trying to say that any black person or any race should be even... But it's just like, are you kidding me?
I know.
How can you look in the mirror... This person served his country.
Yeah.
And you're going to be that way as well? I mean, and again, not that even if he didn't serve his country, it's no excuse to be. That's horrible. I mean, our country to treat an American the way he was treated is horrific. One of the worst episodes of our nation's history, I believe.
We'll give a little bit of history of that. The Indians. I mean, I don't know.
Terrible.
Maybe at the time we thought we were doing the right thing, but in retrospect, we weren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were wondering why you were late. It is tax day today. You don't want to talk about that.
Today's tax day? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know a thing about taxes. I've never done taxes. I've never filled out a tax thing.
Really?
No, never, ever, 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 ever.
Wait till they catch up with you.
I'll be dead.
The interest is crazy.
Well, I'm going to do like the Pella Windows thing. I'm going to order, then I'm going to be dead within 3 years. I won't have to pay. Chris Stapleton. Man, Chris Stapleton was on Saturday Night Live the other night. He's so good.
Yeah.
I love Chris Stapleton. Yeah. Don't you?
Yeah. I mean, yes.
Oh, I'd see God, it, but he's unbelievable. Nice. Seth Rogen's birthday, Emma Watson, Jackie Robinson Day. It's laundry day. It's tax day.
It's Patriots Day today, too. It's Patriots Day today.
Is the Boston Marathon today?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even know that then.
Yeah, it is. Okay. And I think the schools are closed.
In Boston?
Here.
Here? What?
No. I think so.
I mean, I'm going to run a marathon, but still.
But
you said it correctly.
You wouldn't miss school.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here in a good-looking Monday morning. It's beautiful out there. Yeah. 44 degrees, not 43 in Appleton, 41 in Green Bay, no wind. I thought yesterday was one of the most beautiful days you could ever ask for.
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean, it was just fantastic. Yeah. Just awesome.
All good stuff.
Yes. Yep. I literally didn't even want to watch the Masters. It's like, why am I sitting in here on such a beautiful day?
Right.
And somebody even put that in my face. I said, is this like the most boring match? And somebody said, why are you sitting inside on such a gorgeous day? Man, I got to tell you something I was thinking of, though.
Yes, yesterday?
Yeah. What we should have been doing?
Well, walking, boating. Exercising. Boating. Yeah, boating. That was a good day for boating.
We should have been boating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you need a boat first.
We should have been on the river.
Yeah, we should have got a boat. Yeah.
And I'm working on that.
Okay, you work. You continue to work on that.
Good text here. Caitlin Clark was hilarious on Saturday Night Live. Yes, she was.
I did not see that, but I saw that. Was it? Yeah, yesterday. It was. Yeah, she was
great.
Funny.
She was awesome. She was outstanding.
That's tonight, right? The draft?
Yeah, you're right. 15th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very so she'll good. Go first round,
well, she'll
right?
be first. There's not even a question about that. And I hope she tears it up. I hope she lights the WNBA. I just hope she sets
she
it on
will.
Fire. I agree.
Where's she going to go?
Indiana.
Okay.
Like I said, this works out great because her boyfriend works for the Indiana Pacers. Yeah.
That's awesome.
What do we got coming up today? Brittany Merlot, the weather week ahead. We haven't talked to Brittany in a long time.
I know.
She was out at the, I think, the eclipse last week, so that's why she was gone.
In Baltimore or wherever?
I'm not sure where she went.
Wow.
I believe that's true. I saw some pictures on her site, so we'll get her on and chat with her.
Okay. Jenny Van Langenberg from downtown Green Bay coming up. Talking about Trash Bash, something we're going to be a part of this week, cleaning up downtown Green Bay.
That's this week? When?
Thursday.
I'll get the date for you guys.
Okay.
I'm gone this weekend, you know.
You're what?
I'm gone this weekend.
Where are you going?
It's my daughter's birthday.
Nashville?
No, New York.
Oh, okay.
She's
nice.
28.
How much are you paying for a room?
Too much.
How much?
But so I was talking to my brother-in-law, who's a little bit cheap.
Why have hotel rooms become so expensive?
I know.
What happened
in
the world?
So this is what he
that
said.
Hotel rooms became so expensive.
Yeah.
I remember staying at a Motel 6 when it wasn't much more than $6. And I'm not even kidding. Mm. I used to stay in Motel 6s all the time.
That was a long, long time ago.
Well, when I was like in college, when I was first getting out of college, and I traveled across the country.
That's crazy. $6, that's a coffee cost. Okay. Anyway, he was telling me, because his daughter lived in New York, to stay at this place 30 miles away. I'm like, would you rather spend the extra $200 than...
Well, 30 miles isn't that much. I mean, that's not that far.
Well, I don't know. That's
I mean, in New
crazy.
York, that's driving 6 blocks is 30 minutes.
Yeah, but I thought he said you can stay outside. I'm like, I'm not doing
oh,
that.
I would do that in a heartbeat. Seriously? So how much are you paying for a hotel room?
John, I did a reservation. It was, yeah, all of that.
Wow. How much is parking?
And then it was, well, I'm not getting a car.
Are you renting a car?
Yeah. No, I'm not getting a car. I'm going to Uber it from the airport.
Those are the kind of things that just nail you when you stay in a city.
Yeah.
The taxes and the
well, the taxes parking. Are high. And then you get to upgrade to the concierge floor. That's another $50.
Yeah,
so.
But that's cool. I told you I was on that one.
Oh, yeah, I'm doing that.
They give you a robe. What?
Yeah, it's...
Do you get to keep it, though?
No, I didn't think so. No,
God, did you keep it?
I didn't
maybe.
Think it was...
Okay. Maybe I kept the robe, and maybe I keep scrubs when I stay in the hospital. But I'm not verifying anything like that. Have you ever taken anything from a hotel?
They sell that stuff.
I know, but have you ever taken it?
Well, this one hotel...
Todd?
I don't... Yeah. Well, besides, everything takes the shampoo
Todd
and
just
stuff.
Gave me a...
I don't know. Like, I don't think so.
I may have walked out like with a towel or two at one point. I mean, not because they're super great or anything.
Yeah,
but,
remember that?
You know,
yeah,
they're nice and fluffy.
Yeah, that comedian that came to the Carlton. He was I forgot where he was staying at the whatever name. He goes, you know, in there, Because, God, I love that hotel here in Green Bay. You know, their pillows are so fluffy, I could hardly get my suitcase closed.
I like it.
Anyway, yeah, it's one of the openers, but it was funny. He's a funny guy. But
I've taken coffee cups. I know that sounds great, crazy, but sometimes there'll be a nice cup or a nice glass. Yeah, I've done that. I'll be honest with you. I've taken coffee cups.
I don't. That's the last thing I need.
Okay.
Because I collect those, so I got no.
You collect coffee cups?
Mugs from the states I've been to.
Mm-hmm. I did not know this.
Yeah.
I learn every day.
Well, that's everybody collects.
What have you got from Michigan?
T-shirts. Probably something from Lansing or Detroit. I don't know. I'd have to look. That was John. That's over. But I went to all 50 states over.
You steal them, though?
No, I bought them.
Oh,
I would go like,
sorry, okay.
Jeez, John. Some of us pay for stuff.
All right.
But no, like I would went to Salt Lake City. I went to the Salt Palace, you know, and then I'd take the Mormon, I'd tour at the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. So I'd go to the gift store and buy a cup. So then when I look at these cups I have, it's like, oh, yeah.
I didn't notice them in your house.
No, they're not. My wife went, are you kidding? Oh. They're downstairs. No.
Oh, okay.
No, she wouldn't let me.
Oh, we didn't make it downstairs.
No.
So you have four stories.
Yeah.
You have four stories.
Yeah. Okay, that's enough. All right. All right. So what else did you do this
four
weekend?
Stories. That must be nice to have four stories.
I went down to the basement. It's nice.
In his house?
Yeah.
I got an exercise room there.
Why are you invited down there?
He's got an exercise room in his basement that he never uses.
That's true. I never use it. I got to get rid of some.
I did not know that.
He was giving tours. I got the entire tour. Yeah,
why did I get a tour?
I don't know. You're with playing with my dog.
All right.
But it's a
bigger... I got a list one. Loofah soaps are the best from hotels. Carrie Ann said that.
What is it?
Loofah.
We always took the Neutrogena. So.
Don't you always feel like when you're in a hotel and there's like that nice soap, you feel like you're doing something classy.
Yeah.
I always feel classy when I stay in a hotel. It's like, this is how I should normally be, but I'm not.
Yeah. No, it's. But now they. Everybody...
What movie? I'm going to give you.
Oh, no,
I'm going to. No, listen
I won't
to me.
Get it.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I owe you $40.
For what? Oh, yeah.
For those books the other day.
That's true. And the GB game, too.
What do you mean the GB game?
I took you to two games, the playoff games.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
So what are we going to...
Let's... Okay. Todd?
Okay.
Okay. Todd.
Yeah.
If I said, hey, Todd, you want to go to a game tomorrow night? I got season tickets. And you said, yeah. Would I expect you to pay?
John, I no. John, that is a true statement.
If you invite somebody to something,
and you say,
you expect them to pay.
Okay, John, Todd, wait. Hear the whole story.
All right.
I have season tickets to the WGB men's basketball game. I said to Johnny, you want to go? Yeah. You want to go to another game? Yeah. Well, then the playoff games come. That's not included in your season tickets. So you got to pay for your, you got to buy them. They're like $25 each. And he said, yeah, I'll go. I said, it's the women's and the men's. Yeah, I'll go. So that. Okay, if you made that assumption, then that's right, I'll eat it. But I just, okay, no.
Todd.
John, I thought you
please
said.
Please step in.
John, you were sitting next to me, and you said, what do I owe you for these tickets? I said, I don't know how much they were.
Well, I said that as a courtesy, and I expected you to say, oh, nothing.
I didn't say that, though. I said, I don't know. I don't, I used
if
to
I give, expect you to, if I expected you
they have my credit.
To ask me to pay, I wouldn't have asked.
Okay.
Todd.
All right.
Step in, please. Etiquette.
I
you're the voice of reason,
you
Todd.
Are, you
both
are.
Of us are not reasonable men. Right.
So, Jim, I don't want to decide against you here, but I have to say that if somebody invited me, I would assume that they were going to. And if I said, how much do I owe you for the tickets? And you don't give me a price, even if you just say, oh, I don't know what they are.
I said, I don't know. They,
okay,
I just, they
but when you
card.
Say that to me, that's basically saying, don't worry about it.
Thank you, Todd.
Okay.
You don't invite somebody to something and then ask them to pay. You would say, hey, I'm buying some tickets. Would you like to buy one? But if you say, would you like to come to the game, you don't expect them to pay.
Okay. Now, on another note, Jim has paid for breakfast for me, so I remember that, and several drinks. So I can't complain because he's always taking
you
care of me.
You've bought me a drink. Jeez, you have never bought me a drink.
All right, let's go. So, all right.
It was you bought me breakfast one time, and I ordered the wrong thing. I got sick. Remember that?
That is true. That is true. But you're the most expensive thing, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. We'll
this
be back.
Week's getting off to a great start.
Brittany's coming on. She'll get us settled down.
All right. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I'm really excited right now because I've wanted to have this guy on for a while. He is a legendary stand-up comedian. You know him as Tom Dreesen. Tom, welcome to Nightlight.
Pete, it's nice to talk to you. Let me tell you how I became a legend. All my critics are dead.
Did you have anything to do with that? Don't say anything, Tom.
No, I refuse to answer on the grounds it might incriminate me. I'll plead the fifth on that.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Garage sales, farmers markets, it looks like they all got jump-started over the weekend. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday, and that includes the Dane County Farmers Market. They're looking for a full complement of farm opportunities for you this year. Details on the way.
To help take care of your egg operation, you're going to need the brand that you call One Tough Animal. Bobcat Plus, they carry new and used Bobcat equipment and also feature a full service department, parts, rental, so there's no need to worry about downtime. Skid steer loaders, mini excavators, utility vehicles, and so much more. There's a Bobcat Plus location just down the road. Eau Claire, Butler, Appleton, and De Pere. Those chores around the farm just got a lot easier. Stop in or visit bobcatplus.com. Bobcat, one tough animal.
Jimmy Bugel is the general manager of the Dane County Farmers Market, considered one of the most popular in the United States because it is entirely farmer-driven. She says those farmer vendors are going to be numerous this year and changing through the course of the season.
We have the same number of vendors that we did last year, which is around 220. But as you know, we kind of ramp up throughout the year as things come into season. And as a part of those 220, we have 16 new members. And a few of those new products that we'll see include Wisconsin-raised fish.
Jamie Bugel, she's the market manager for the Dane County Farmers Market back on the Capitol Square as of this past weekend. She says that if there's other vendors that are interested in being involved in the Dane County Farmers Market, they get put on a waiting list. She said there's been quite an improvement as far as that waiting list is concerned. Today, you'll only have to wait maybe about 2 years for a vending opportunity. She said that's quite an improvement over previous when you'd need to wait at least 10.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5.
How bad can it? Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
By the way, speaking of the Dane County Farmers Market, even if you don't plan on making a trip to Madison to enjoy that event, Jamie Bugel tells us that there's other ways to engage. Last year, volunteers put together a cookbook using recipes submitted by vendors on the Capitol Square. And also, this week, the Bravo Network and their show Top Chef Wisconsin will feature the Farmers Market as their focal point for some of their next chef-testant challenges. That's just a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Monday. More at MidwestFarmReport.com. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 68 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 41. Tomorrow, a little sun in the morning, then clouds and showers in the afternoon with a high of 60. Rain and thunderstorms are likely tomorrow night into Wednesday with rain. Heavy at times, up to an inch or more possible from tomorrow night into Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 41.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor getting it started here, coming off an absolutely gorgeous weekend. It's a beautiful start to the week. And we've got Brittany Merlot, who's been blowing us off for almost like a month.
I know, right?
Now.
Right, that hurts.
Mayor, it's like, hey, we're at Brittany coming on. Todd, we don't? No. Hey. No, she says no.
I'm trying to get her on. No,
hey,
she's busy.
Hey, we got Brittany coming on to talk about the eclipse, right? No, she says no.
She's got other stuff to do.
She's out motor...
So, Brittany,
biking. Do you have a I can see you the kind of person. Do you have a engine on your bike?
I do not.
Like an e-bike?
That would be fun, e-bike, though. Yeah. That would be really fun.
Yeah.
I can see you doing that. Going up Rib Mountain.
That would be a fun video. Maybe I'll just try it.
Okay. Yeah. How you doing, Brittany? Yeah. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
I am fantastic. How are you guys?
Good. Really good. We missed you, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
We're having fun.
I miss you, too.
We always like
you guys are my favorite.
Starting off our week with you. We missed you for the eclipse. What did you do for the eclipse?
You know, I went down to Illinois. I tried to get as close as I could to totality and kind of spent it on the golf course, to be honest with you. So the whole experience I got to see and darkening and people reacting and the animals reacting and... It was something else. What did you guys do?
I slept through it.
John's, yes.
I prepared. Like in my, I turned the little thing on my blinds on my door or my outside door thing so that I could tell when it was getting dark. And I was like working on my computer doing some stuff. And it's like, as soon as I see it getting dark, I'm going to go out and I'm going to watch this. And I had a special thing set up to watch it. With my fingers, or I put them like this.
Yeah, that's
really close together.
I said, John, you got to get those glasses. They're free because it's like 99 cents. That's crazy. Whatever. So I said, well, they're free at the library, which is like two blocks from where he lives. But he said he's just going to like peek like he did when you were a little kid cheating on a test.
Through my fingers.
Through his fingers. So anyway.
Oh, my gosh. But you wouldn't see anything.
Exactly. He doesn't understand that. So I, of course, went and got the glasses. But it wasn't, we didn't have a...
We didn't have much. It didn't get dark at all.
Well, no, not even that, though. Even to watch it, though, through the glasses, you know, we were maybe 3/4, maybe.
Sure. It wasn't as spectacular, right?
No. Yeah. I was expecting to get dark, like, in the... Oh, you know what movie it was? It was the Ten Commandments. I think that's the one where the guy got blinded, St. Paul, and everything.
Yes. He didn't, but, okay.
Yeah, he did, Jim, so, okay. It's in the book.
Well, it's in the movie.
It's also in the book.
All right.
If you read the book.
What book? Not the Bible.
Yeah, the Bible.
I don't think so.
Do you know how many times I've read that?
Yeah.
How many?
John, how many? How many books are in the Bible?
A lot.
A lot.
A lot.
72. So
are there really?
Brittany.
72 separate books? What do you mean?
Well, you know.
And they all tell the same story?
No, well, that's how many, you know, the Bible wasn't like written by one person, King James or anything.
It's
a combination. It's an accumulation of different writings and things.
And now know your Bible.
That would be a pretty boring show on this
show. Every Monday morning, 6:37, the Bible of the Mayor. Your Bible.
People would just be lined up.
Absolutely.
Hey, wait, Brittany, did you see the whole thing? Did it get in front of the sun? Was it dark?
It got, like, how do I explain it?
Dusk.
Almost like a dusk dark, kind of. Yeah, definitely was not pitch black, nothing like that. But I was not in the complete totality. I had to go another 3 hours south to do so, and I decided to avoid the traffic once I listened to the news and heard all of that craziness. I decided just to stay put where I was by family. But it was something else.
It was that crazy, though, for people, huh?
Oh, man, it was nuts. Yeah. My daughter in New York said it got pretty dark, which is pretty cool.
Oh, that's so cool. Yeah, I think next time I'm absolutely going to go to that path. I want to experience that.
Well, John and I,
difference between your daughter and my daughter.
We're
my daughter's like, Dad, I was working. I don't know. I was working. All right.
Who cares,
Lindsay,
right?
It's like, Lindsay, hey, how was it for the, man, you had an earthquake the other day. She's like, yeah. It's just like things shook a little bit. Okay. Then it's like, hey, Lindsay, you had the eclipse. Hey. How was that? Dad, I was working.
Right.
She'll get it one day.
Yeah.
One day.
And my daughter's a writer, so she gets into every little detail. So, yeah, that's true. That's the difference. Oh. They're both, like, doing really well out there, but just totally different things. But, yeah, she said it was awesome. that it got dark. It was
what,
very cool.
What gets you excited?
Weather-wise?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the eclipse kind of, I mean, this is your thing. This is your wheelhouse.
Yes, it is. I would say any sort of extreme or rare event. So the eclipse definitely fell into that. You know, tornadoes are something for me that really gets me excited, but scared and going. I also like negative temperatures, those cold snaps.
So the extreme type things, huh?
The extremes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. You weather guys are
You should be, you know what you should be?
Ooh.
Ginger Zizi?
Ginger Z?
Yeah.
Yes, I love her.
Oh, I love her.
We're twins. We're twins.
Oh, my God. I love her. You ever watch her?
No, no, she's...
Ginger Z?
She's very transparent and real. And,
yeah, mm-hmm. She's with...
Good Morning America, isn't it?
Yeah. What's his name? Marciano? The Italian guy who goes all over, and then she's in some places. And oh, I love her. She's fantastic.
Rocky Marciano.
If I could have her job, I would.
Oh, Rob Marciano.
Rob,
right?
I'm not sure.
Is that who it is, Brittany? Rob Marciano?
It sounds right, so. But I'm not 100% on that.
Okay. Sounds like we got a Cat 5 moving in here to South Carolina
this
week.
Oh, yeah. That, okay. We got
that is him. Yes, you're right.
That is. Yep. Okay. Yes, that, I know who that is. So we got a couple of those here in Green Bay, too.
Oh, don't they start.
They love weather. Then
oh, my
it's
okay to love weather.
No, bad weather. They like theatrical, that's the way they are. They're like, we got weather. It's like, well, yeah, we have weather every day, you know? And they get all excited. And these big guys, a little overweight, they're bouncing off
the
walls.
Oh, my God.
But I don't know, John, I'm not picking anybody.
I 100% disagree with this. 100%.
They get so.
Really? Because you don't get excited when there's an election for the new dog catcher, right?
Well, I know.
Get to the polls. We got a new meter reader.
I'll give you that.
For election.
But boy, you got this little news and then 12
Stop
minutes
it.
Of weather.
Stop.
All right, then
Stop.
2 minutes of sports.
Brittany, I respect the heck out of what you people
do.
Yeah,
I love what you do, Brittany, too.
Yes.
She's more concise.
Thank you.
And she's more concise and to the point.
So much fun.
Brittany, what did you think of the movie Twister? That was actually on the other night on some cable station.
Oh, I love that movie. It's
Me
my
too.
Favorite. I mean, it's got, you know, some Hollywood stretching going on. Still one of my favorites. I cannot wait for Twisters.
What's the closest you've ever come to an actual tornado?
Oh, I was stuck between a hail core where there was softball sized hail and the actual tornado, which ended up being an EF4 tornado. It was in South Dakota and I was about a half a mile away from it. It was not a good situation. Our radar went out. This is a storm chasing class, actually, where we go out and learn about tornado genesis. So there was about 12 people in each van, and we were stuck there without radar. We kind of stayed put and we were safe, but the winds were going sideways. The grass was, in a sense, almost ripping out of the ground, and our van kind of skidded across the road just a little bit. I put my seatbelt on. I was like, I don't know what to do. This is it. It was not. It was good. We were good.
Wow.
Too close.
We had a guy out about a week ago. It was the emergency day, emergency awareness day, or
well, siren day,
day, and everything. Mm-hmm. And I asked him. I said, "What's be honest with you, man?" I said, "If you're driving around a tornado, is it better to stay in your car and keep moving, or to go lie in a ditch?"
And what did he say?
He said, "Never try to outrun a tornado. You never will do it." So
really,
yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. He said, "Lying in it. If you can get a low lying area, that's the best thing to do." And another thing we talked about, you know, if somebody's on a motorcycle or even just biking, you always see them under the overpasses.
Yeah.
And he said, those are bad places to be.
You can say 100% right on that. I'm going to agree with him on that one. Do not go under the overpass. I think there was like an old school video back in the 90s of someone who did this, and a little miniature tornado kind of went by. And then everyone seemed to think that that was the safe place to go. And it's not, because if you think about it, it's a wind tunnel. It's going to, in a sense, have more pressure and sucking and pull you out. And not to mention, if it collapses.
Yeah, that's what he said too. Yeah.
Your fault. What? That you just put yourself in the worst possible spot. But I will say that you can outrun a tornado, but the traffic, right? That's the thing. Are you taking the right directions? Are you going to be stuck in traffic? Are you going to go the right way? Is everybody else outrunning the tornado? So technically you can, but if you're in a last minute situation, it's right there on you. You're probably not going to be able to see how. When a tornado comes at you, it looks like a big rain cloud in a sense, and you don't realize it's moving at you. It's just getting closer and bigger and faster, right? So you should probably just get out and lay in a ditch at that point. But if you're far enough away, you can outrun it.
I don't know about the ditch thing, because don't a lot of people that don't make it through a tornado get hit by flying debris? And don't you think it's a little safer in the car or no? I just think you got at least a little protection. Whereas in a ditch, man,
right.
All you need is one telephone pole to come at you and, or anything.
You think, but I've heard a lot of tragedies of people getting sucked out of the car.
Really?
With the seatbelt on. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. So, sucked out of their car with a seatbelt on?
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know. Tornadoes are scary, scary beasts. They really are.
How about it, everybody?
Because, you know, the other night, a couple of weeks a week or so ago, I was right here. I was literally 5 steps away from where I'm sitting right now on the sidewalk. And it was the night of the Trump thing. And the winds were so bad that night that I saw a lady get knocked down by the wind. And they were saying it was like 40 to 50 mile an hour winds that night. So, I mean, I physically saw someone get knocked down by the wind. How strong are tornado winds?
Oh, gosh. Well, that's the whole difference in the different ratings that they have. But at least around 100 to 130.
So you can't fight it?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's game over.
You know, you're in a ditch. What's happening to you?
And then the guy was telling us about getting into the safest place in your home. And I said,
we said the more walls, the better. Obviously.
Right. The more walls, the better. The lower, the better. And I said to John, well, you got to go down to the cellar. And he looks over like, the what? Because I haven't heard that in 50 years.
Where's Ma? She's down in the cellar getting a jar of peaches. She's been down there a couple of days, Pa. Oh, anyway, she'll be back.
But what my point
don't
was.
Don't go down into the cellar, kids. Ma's down there.
It was.
Ma lives in the cellar.
It was an internal room as low as possible. That was his advice, which is good advice.
Where did you grow up, Brittany? What was your like hometown?
I grew up in a suburb of Chicago. It was like a southwest suburb, Naperville, Downers Grove area.
Oh, Naperville.
That's pretty hoity-toity out there.
Yeah, big time hoity-toity.
Average incomes are pretty high in Naperville. Yeah. What'd your dad do? No, don't tell me.
What'd your dad do? He was in business somehow. He was white collar.
White cutty.
Let me ask you this, Brittany. Did your dad take a shower before work or afterward?
Right. That's one thing.
The key.
That's a good one. Yeah, I like that. That is hysterical.
That's the truth.
It'll tell you the truth, right?
My dad took a shower after work. What did yours do?
Right.
Exactly. Honestly, after work.
Oh, really? What did he do?
Actually, blue collar. He worked for Pepsi.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
But that is
nothing too extravagant.
But Naperville's pretty good living.
It is. It's very nice.
Naperville has turned out a lot of great athletes.
Oh, yes, they have.
There's a lot of quarterbacks that came out of Naperville. Do you know that? I could go on and on about all the quarterbacks that came out of Naperville.
Name one that I would know.
Sean Payton.
Really?
Yes.
Well,
you know Sean Payton?
I don't.
Head coach of Denver Broncos?
Well, he was with the Saints forever, right?
Yeah, he's with the Saints forever.
That guy's from Naperville?
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. There's a lot of quarterbacks came out of Naperville. Yes. So there you go.
So, hey, Brittany, this is
Brittany Merlot, our very special guest every Monday morning, except for the time she blows us off,
which has
been 3 weeks
more
now.
More often than not.
Right, absolutely. And I don't blame her.
I'm back. I'm back, you guys.
It's great to have you back, Brittany.
Brittany, we have some bad weather coming up, don't we? I mean,
yes, we do. It's pretty interesting. So we're going to see some heavy rain headed our way by tomorrow night, and we could see some strong thunderstorms in there, too, which, speaking of that wind, could be gusting up there, knocking out power again. And
Brittany, I think you and I have the same dream in a certain way.
Yes? What do you got?
Jim, can I just talk?
It's 6:48 in the morning, but go ahead. What's the dream?
I would love to spend like a weekend in a lighthouse during horrific weather.
Yes.
Wouldn't you?
Be so much fun. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. That's my dream.
See those waves.
Yes.
You could walk the storm over the lake or something. Oh, goodness.
Yes. There's a lighthouse out in Lake Superior. Like, was it 20 miles out, Todd? 30 miles out?
Something like that.
And it's like Coast Guard guys used to go insane because they were so desolated out there. And that's all they had was this unbelievable waves coming over them all the time. Wouldn't that be fun?
I have the chills. Yes, it would be.
Yes. All right.
We're going.
We're doing this. All You're right. coming, Jim.
No, I'm,
and
I'm,
Milton is coming,
I'm,
too.
Yep. I'll be the guy here taking the reports.
Milton will be hiding under the table
he
the
would not
entire
like
time.
That. No, ain't going to happen.
We're on this, Brittany. Thank you, Brittany. Merlot. You're the best. Love you.
You are,
have a good
too.
Week.
Love
Thanks,
you.
Take care. Mind of the Mayor. Back after this.
Hey, dear, rock and roll, rock on.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
And where do we go from here? Which is the way that's clear? Still looking for that
blue jean, baby queen. Prettiest girl I've ever seen.
What? Why are we playing that?
Jimmy Dean.
Because it's a good song.
Yeah. Jimmy Dean.
Because Britney was just on.
James Dean.
Yes.
1974?
I'm going to look it up here.
I say 74. 1974. Loved that song.
Yes.
Yeah. Spring of 74. Like right around now, 1974.
Let me see what we got. Ooh. Recorded 1973.
73.
Released November 1973. Probably was a hit in 74.
Right about now, 74. Right. Spring of 74.
Right, because it was released in November. Yeah. That would make sense.
Yeah. Good. Great right, song. Cool. Great era. Wasn't that a great era? Yeah. That was a fun era to grow up in, man.
Yeah, we were sophomores, juniors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I learned something over the weekend I did not know. So, top 40, right? Why are there 40 records in the top 40? Here's the real reason. Do you know?
No, John? No idea.
I found out over the weekend is because in the 50s and 60s, jukeboxes held 40 records. Ah. So 40 songs. That's where the top 40 came into play.
Did not know that.
Now that. And that makes total sense.
That does. That's like kind of like our thing we're talking about, how things got their names. I would love to. I've always, all my life, I've wanted a jukebox in my house.
I think, well, it's probably expensive now, but man, there used to be a plethora of them, but yeah.
Do they still have jukeboxes in bars?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think, Todd, do they still have jukeboxes?
They do, but they're different. They hang on the wall, and they play just digital audio.
Okay. I mean, you still put in a quarter or
something? No, you can do it from your phone, you know.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, no.
So you can get free music in bars? Like
it's not free.
Oh, it's not? Oh, okay.
You got to pay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to all the jukeboxes in the world? I would love to have a jukebox. Does anybody out there have a jukebox I could buy?
Well, then you got to buy all the 45s, though, to put in there.
I can get those.
Okay. Well, that's true. You said you have a source.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. All right.
You know what I do have?
Call
that's pretty
junk
cool.
Junk picker guys that you like.
You know what? I'm going to ignore. Okay. It's getting off to a rough start this week. I can just tell.
Yep.
He's in one of those moods. So I'm going to be oblivious to 90% of his little quips. Okay. I'm just going to ignore his slings and arrows.
I'm trying to help.
No, you're not. Yeah, no, you're not trying to help. You know what I do have from the 40s? A slot machine.
Oh, that's cool.
I've got a slot machine from like the 40s.
With the cherries on?
Yes.
Yeah, those are awesome. My dad had one of those. Is it quarters or nickels?
Dimes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, yes. Those are very, very popular.
I've got one.
Those are fun. That's cool.
You want to buy it?
No.
I'll sell it to you. $1,000.
I don't know.
$1,000. It's worth $1,500. I will sell my jukebox. I mean, my slot machine for $1,000.
Does it work?
Yeah, it works.
And is it like? Is it shiny? Does it look good? The
it's beautiful.
Chrome is shiny.
Beautiful.
Handle shiny.
Yeah, $1,000.
Where do the two of you keep all this stuff? Because both of you have a lot of stuff that you have.
Well, I don't have a 4-story house and a 3-stall.
That's why I'm wondering.
Garage.
Yeah.
And a 2-story garage. I don't have that.
I just want to say I got rid of a ton of stuff like 4 years ago. If you have a lot of stuff that's good stuff and they'll come and pick it up like Goodwill or what's that other place? Not Goodwill. whatever. Or if you have like tools and stuff, they come and pick it up. So, and I had all my kids' stuff that, you know, they had all moved out. So, took pictures and sent it, and they came and picked it up. So I purged, I don't know, just a ton of stuff. So I don't have as much as you because I got rid of
a lot of stuff too over the years.
But you have storage on your property, right?
Well, I rent it, which isn't cheap. That would be the great, that's what I want to do for my next job is own a storage facility. Is that the greatest job in the world?
Well, here
it is. You build some things and people give you money and you don't do anything.
Yeah. Well, unless you get climate control, that's expensive.
Well, I'm not going to do climate control.
Okay. Yeah. That, and everybody in the Midwest, because, you know, we have the four seasons, there's stuff that people store. But yeah, there's a need for storage now that people are moving to apartments. They don't have the.
Let's do it. Let's go to business together.
No.
Storage units. Yeah, mine are the mayor's storage units.
That wouldn't be
Why
a bad
not?
Thing. No, that's not a bad thing.
Todd, you in on this?
Doorbell's ringing. That is not a bad thing.
Okay, I got some texts here. My cousin's bar, the Steel Wheel in Namur, just south of Brussels, still has a 45 jukebox. Thank
awesome.
You, Tori. Another one here. I'm looking for a jukebox, too. I have over 500 45 singles from my parents. They owned a bar in the 60s and 70s.
Oh, that's, now, you got to find a jukebox.
You
got to
find a jukebox.
Them. That's
Absolutely.
Very cool.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
That will be fun. You put that down in, I don't know, they call them mangoes.
My jukebox?
Where?
No, if I had a jukebox and my slot machine.
Oh, man. Yes.
Okay. Perfect bar.
That's a winning combination.
Perfect. Who wants to buy my jukebox?
Pool table.
I mean, my slot machine. $1,000. It's really cool.
No, John, you're going to be getting off the grid in probably 2 or 3, 4 years. Keep all that stuff and then build, you know, you're going to have your place, but then have your... I don't like that. I think that man cave's a weird term. Just
I do too. I don't like that term.
Me either.
I don't like that
don't
term, man cave.
I
don't like
that. Just your party area, your rec room, your place, your hangout, whatever it is. But you a jukebox, slot machine, pool table, and a bar?
Oh, you know what I would take?
That'd be cool. With a tap beer, you got to get a tap on there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, let me tell you something, though, that I would take over a pool table.
Foosball?
I hate foosball. I'm terrible in foosball.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
That's the one sport that has defeated me as a human being.
Yeah,
I'm terrible in foosball.
Yeah.
No. I would love more than anything in this world.
Ping pong.
No. No. A bowling machine with the real, like, wooden balls and the real, the pins. You know what I mean?
No, I didn't even know they made those.
They got it. I remember there's a bar in Francis Creek. I think that still has one. I think it's Bully's Bar in Francis Creek. They still got one. Somebody told me that recently.
No, I think you're
right. I love those old bowling machines. Todd, do you know the kind I mean?
Yep.
Yeah.
That could be fun.
Oh, I'd give anything for one of them. Anything. That's my dream, is to have a bowling machine in my house.
Are we on the same thing? Is that where you roll the ball up and it goes into the like the bullseye? Is that what
No, that's Skeeter Ball.
Okay,
that's was it Papa Joe's Pizza or something down the road here?
You roll the ball and it goes into
No, you roll it, there's pins, you hit the pins, it's bowling.
Really?
It's bowling.
How long is the lane the same?
5 feet maybe, 6 feet.
Never seen, I don't think I've seen
that. Oh my God, how could you not have seen them? You don't know of bowling, you've never been in a bar that had a bowling machine?
I think the one I was thinking of was different. I'll look it up.
Todd, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think he does either.
The bowling machine?
Yeah.
Where you slide the thing?
No. It had the actual balls. Uh-huh,
there you go.
No. Well, there's two types. Those were the more modern ones where you slide the puck.
Yeah.
This is where you had the actual ball.
Nugani exclusive. I got to look that up. Okay, we'll look up
Drain
Break.
Are you serious? You've never been in a bar that had a bowling machine?
Jenny's
somebody out there, please, I will give you a prize package if you could tell me someplace in the area that still has a bowling machine.
Fitting we're going to be talking Trash Bash in just a little
please
while.
Please let me know if you know of a place. I will go. You know what? When we do our small town tour, we're going there.
Cool.
We're doing that. Our first
Tuesday
place
travel.
Is someplace with a bowling machine.
Awesome. All right. I'll drive.
And we're going to bowl for $100 a game.
I'll drive.
We just did a quick break. Back.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Well,
Let's get back to live music in the lair with Kaylin Cole. The next song you have for us tonight is called 1103. Yes. Is that a time or a flight number?
Oh, that's actually really good. That's a good idea. I think I might have to write another song with that. You'll get 50%.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.